إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. Indeed, all praise is due to Allah. We praise Him, seek His aid and ask His forgiveness. And we seek refuge in the evil of ourselves and we seek refuge in the evil of our actions. من يهده الله فلا مضل له. Whoever Allah guides, there is none who can misguide him. وَمَنْ يُضْلِلْ فَلَا هَادِيَ لَهُ. And whoever Allah chooses to be misguided, there is none who can guide him. أَشْهَدُ أَنْ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهُ وَحْدَهُ لَا شَرِيكَ لَهُ. I bear witness, there is no deity worthy of worship except Allah. He is alone and He has no partners. وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. And I bear witness that Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم is the worshipper of Allah and His final messenger. أما بعد, thereafter, فإن خير الحديث كتاب الله. The best of speech is the book of Allah. وخير الهدى هدى النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. And the best of guidance is the guidance of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wa inna sharra al-umur muhdathatuha. And the most evil of affairs are those matters which people innovate into our religion. Fa inna kulla muhdathatin bid'ah. For indeed every innovated matter is a bid'ah. Wa kulla bid'atin dalalah. And every bid'ah is misguidance. Wa kulla dalalatin fin nar. And every misguidance only leads to the fire. Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu taqullaha haqqa tuqatih. O people of Iman, fear Allah as He ought to be feared. Wa la tamutunna illa wa antum muslimun. And do not die except in a state of being Muslims. Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu taqullaha wa qulu qawlan sadida. O people of Iman, O you who have believed, have taqwa of Allah and only say a correct word. Yuslih lakum a'malakum. He will rectify for you your affairs. I.e. your affairs of the dunya will be rectified for you. Wa yaghfir lakum dhunubakum. And forgive for you your sins. Meaning the affairs of the akhirah will also be rectified for you. And whoever shows obedience to Allah and His Messenger, فَقَدَ فَازَ فَوْزٌ عَظِيمًا. Then indeed he has achieved a great success. Ibadallah. Allah Jalla fil Ula, He sent before us many prophets, many messengers. He sent them with knowledge. He sent them with the truth. He sent them with guidance, so they can guide people away from kufr, away from shirk, away from disobedience, away from ghafla, away from negligence, towards the path of at-tawheed, towards the light of al-iman, towards the comfort in the remembrance of Allah Jalla fil Ula. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He revealed to them, these prophets and these messengers, He revealed to them books and revelation. And He gave them knowledge and wisdom. He aided them and supported them and gave them victory with signs and miracles. And then He ordered His prophets and messengers to teach the people. To teach the people the knowledge and the wisdom. To give them the signs and the proofs. Allah said regarding our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, هُوَ الَّذِي بَعَثَ فِي الْأُمِّيِّينَ رَسُولًا مِّنْهُمْ. He is the one, Allah is the one who sent amongst the unlettered nation, i.e. the Arabs of that time, a messenger from amongst them, i.e. a human like them, an Arab like them, unlettered, he could not read or write like them. Yatlu alayhim ayate. And he ordered this messenger to recite to them his ayat. وَيُزَكِّيهِمْ And to purify them. وَيُعَلِّمُهُمُ الْكِتَابَ وَالْحِكْمَةِ And that he teaches the people wisdom and he teaches the people the book. And from the mercy of Allah upon us is that he sent those great prophets and messengers to us so we could learn from their lives. And we could learn and see how they gave da'wah. And we try to emulate them in their patience and their worship. And those prophets and messengers, they were human beings, they were men. They lived and they died, like the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. وَمَا مُحَمَّدٌ إِلَّا رَسُولٌ And what is Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam except a messenger? قَدْ خَلَتْ مِنْ قَبْلِهِ الرُّسُلُ And before him other messengers came and they went. So even if those prophets and those messengers have died, but their message lives. And the lessons that we should learn from their lives, it continues. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has narrated to us their stories in the Quran. In order for us to take lessons from their stories and their lives. لَقَدْ كَانَ فِي قَصَصِهِمْ عِبْرَةٌ لِأُولِي الْأَلْبَابِ There is in their stories a sign and a lesson for the people of intelligence. مَا كَانَ حَدِيثًا يُفْتَرَى It isn't fictional stories which are made up. And Allah said, وَكُلًّا نَقُصُّ عَلَيْكَ مِنْ أَنْبَاءِ الرُّسُلِ That we reveal upon you the stories of the messengers. مَا نُثَبِّتُ بِهِ فُؤَادَكَ So we can make your heart firm upon the truth. He said this to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. That, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, to you we have revealed the stories of the prophets and the messengers so your heart can be firm upon the truth. And therefore every believer and every person who comes after the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam is in more need of these stories and these lessons. Ibadallah, from the great stories which Allah has told us about in the Quran, which contains many benefits, wisdoms and signs, is the story of the Prophet of Allah Hud alayhi salam. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he named a surah in the Quran with his name, Surat Hud. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to recite this surah a lot. And he used to contemplate this surah. In fact, in Sunan At-Tirmidhi, Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhuma narrates, that Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu one day said to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, Ya Rasulullah, qad shibta. O Messenger of Allah, you have aged. Your beard has gone grey. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, Shayyabatni Hud. That it is the Surah Hud which has made me go old. It is Surah Hud which has given me grey hairs in my beard. Why? Because of the admonishments and the punishments which are mentioned in this surah. So read this surah. Contemplate it even today. Go home and read Surah Hud. And think about the messages which this surah contains for you. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He sent Nabiullah Hud alayhi salam to a group of people, to a nation called Ad. And Ad were the first nation after Nuh alayhi salam. After the people of Nuh had been destroyed, then those who came after them were Ad, or were the people of Ad, i.e. the people to whom Hud alayhi salam was sent to. And they used to live in a place called Ahqaf. And there is also a surah in the Quran with this name, Surah Al-Ahqaf. And Allah mentioned these two names, Ad and Ahqaf, in a single ayah. He said, وَذْكُرْ أَخَا عَادٍ إِذْ أَنذَرَ قَوْمَهُ بِالْأَحْقَافِ He said, O Muhammad, make mention of the brother of Ad, Ayhud alayhi salam, when he went to warn his people, Bil-Ahqaf, and they were living in the area called Al-Ahqaf. And Al-Ahqaf is an area, a mountainous area, with mountains of sand, towards the south of the Arabian Peninsula, i.e. towards the south of Saudi Arabia, and between Oman and Yemen, it is said, وَالْعِلْمُ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ, that Ahqaf is this area, this region. And others amongst the historians said that it is a place within Yemen towards the north of Hadramaut. And today, it is also known as Ar-Rub' al-Khali, i.e. the south of the empty quarter in Saudi Arabia, or that region. And as you know, that region, there is nothing there. It is barren, dry land. Only sand and only mountains. No people, no animals, no water. It is a total, and that's why it is called Ar-Rub' al-Khali, the empty quarter. The south of Saudi Arabia, or the middle of Saudi Arabia. And also, as we said, between Yemen and Oman. However, at the time of Hud alayhi salam, this area was a rich area with gardens, orchards, cattle, water, rivers and springs and fountains. A very beautiful area. And Allah said in the Quran regarding the people of Ad, وَاتَّقُوا الَّذِي أَمَّدَّكُمْ بِمَا تَعْلَمُونَ. O people of Ad, Hud alayhi salam said to them, O people of Ad, fear the one who has given you everything which you know. Everything which you see around you, fear the one, have taqwa of the one who has given it to you. أَمَّدَّكُمْ بِأَنْعَامٍ. He has blessed you with cattle. وَبَنِينَ, and with offspring. وَجَنَّات, and with gardens and orchards. وَعُيُون, and springs and fountains. And the people of Ad, this tribe, they built a great city. And this city was called Iram. This city was called Iram. And in this city they built castles and pillars, monuments and symbols of their greatness. So great and so magnificent that nothing was known like that. Up until today, nothing has been created similar to it. And Allah said in the surah which all of you have recited, أَلَمْ تَرَ كَيْفَ فَعَلَ رَبُّكَ بِعَادٍ. Do you not think and look what your Lord did with the people of Ad? Iram, ذات العماد. The Medina of Iram, ذات العماد, containing many pillars. أَلَّتِي لَمْ يُخْلَقْ مِثْلُهَا فِي الْبِلَادِ. Which nothing similar to it has ever been made before or after. And the people of Ad, this tribe to whom Hud alayhi salam was sent, they were strong. Strong in their body and strong in their, how great they were in their physical body. And also they used to build high and lofty buildings. And Allah had given them many blessings, much provision, wealth, and a lot of ability. And Allah said regarding them, that when Hud alayhi salam went to them, he said to them, أَتَبَنُونَ بِكُلِّ رِيعٍ آيَةً تَعْبَثُونَ. He said to them, O people, do you build in these high lofty places monuments, تَعْبَثُونَ, just as symbols? You're not going to live in them. Just great palaces, just to show their strength. وَتَتَّخِذُونَ مَصَانِعَ لَكُمْ تَخْلَدُونَ. And also you build houses and places so great, as if you're going to live in there for eternity. As if you're going to live there forever. And what should have the tribe of Ad done in respect to all of these blessings? They should have thanked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They should have worshipped Him, shown obedience to Him, not disobey Him, be upright upon His religion. So it was upon them to show shukr. It was upon them to show gratitude and thanks to Allah Jalla fil Ula upon all of these blessings which He gave them. Just as it is an obligation upon us to show shukr, gratitude to Allah for the great blessings which He has given us. However, they didn't show shukr to Him. Neither did they turn to Him and worship Him. Rather, they turned to idols. They looked at their materialistic life. They considered only their own ability and their own strength. Allah said, وَإِلَىٰ عَادٍ أَخَاهُمْ هُودًا. To the people of Ad, we sent their brother Hud. قَالَ يَا قَوْمِ اعْبُدُ اللَّهِ مَا لَكُمْ مِنْ إِلَٰهٍ غَيْرُهُ. He said, O my people, worship Allah alone. You do not have any deity or God besides Him. إِنْ أَنْتُمْ إِلَّا مُفْتَرُونَ. You are only making up and inventing lies. I.e. this worship of yours, it is all falsehood. So this messenger, he came to them with the message of At-Tawheed, reminding them and admonishing them about the blessings which they are in. And at the same time, he doesn't want anything from them. He is independent of that which they have. He doesn't desire the wealth and the richness which the people have. Rather, he relies upon Allah. And he only advises them because he wants goodness for them. He said, Ya Qawm, O my people, La as'alukum alayhi ajra. That this message which I am giving you, this advice which I give you, I don't want any reward for it. إِنْ أَجْرِيَ إِلَّا عَلَى الَّذِي فَطَرَنِي أَفَلَا تَعْقِلُونَ. Rather, my reward is with the one who has created me. Do you not understand? And he would tell the people and guide the people like Islam does. Guide the people to that which is goodness in this dunya and also in the hereafter. Meaning, if you are upright upon Islam, then your dunya will be rectified. Islam has not come to take your dunya away from you. It doesn't mean that if you are an upright Muslim, you cannot be wealthy. If you are an upright Muslim, you cannot be rich. You cannot be successful. If you are an upright Muslim, you cannot wear good clothes or have nice cars. Rather, Islam, like the prophets that came before, came to preserve the dunya of the people and give them success in the hereafter. He said, "Wa ya qawm, O my people, استغفروا ربكم. Seek forgiveness from your Lord. ثم توبوا إليه. And then repent to Him. يرسل السماء عليكم مدرارا. And if you do so, Allah will send rain and rain upon you. Rain, meaning He will give you abundant provisions. ويزيدكم قوة إلى قوتكم. And He will increase you in your strength more than you already have. This strength, this success which you have, this ability which you have in the dunya, if you turn to Allah, Allah doesn't take it away. He doesn't expect you to forsake all of it. Rather, يَزِدْكُمْ قُوَّةً إِلَىٰ قُوَّتِكُمْ. Rather, He will increase you in your strength more than the strength which you have. وَلَا تَتَوَلَّوْا مُجْرِمِينَ. And do not turn away from Him as criminals. And He said to them, that why are you amazed? Why is it strange to you that a man has come from amongst yourselves and Allah has sent him with a warning to you? And He warned them of the severe punishment of the hereafter if they have ghafla, if they are negligent regarding Allah. And He said to them, do you not think how Allah has made you the offspring of Nuh alayhi salam? Meaning it was Nuh and his people who had the earth. And then Allah did away with the people of Nuh. And now you have come afterwards and the earth has been given to you. Why don't you think about this? He reminded them of the great blessings and the wealth and the ability and the provisions which Allah has given them. He said, وَذْكُرُوا. And remember, O my people, إِذْ جَعَلَكُمْ خُلَفَاءَ مِنْ بَعْدِ قَوْمِ نُوحٍ. When Allah has made you خُلَفَاء after the people of Nuh. وَزَادَكُمْ فِي الْخَلْقِ بَسْطَةً. And He has made you strong in your bodies. Your bodies are strong and well able. فَذْكُرُوا آلَاءَ اللَّهِ. So remember the great favors and the blessings and the bounties of Allah upon you. لَعَلَّكُمْ تُفْلِحُونَ. So that you may be successful. Successful in this dunya and successful in the hereafter. However, the people, the tribe of Ad, they didn't accept the message. They didn't show shukr. They didn't worship Allah. They were only self-amazed by their own abilities. وَإِذَا بَطَشْتُمْ بَطَشْتُمْ جَبَّارِينَ He said, and when you go upon the earth and you're taking, you're oppressing others. You're tyrannical. فَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ وَأَطِيعُونَ So fear Allah and obey Him. وَاتَّقُوا الَّذِي أَمَدَّكُمْ بِمَا تَعْلَمُونَ So fear Allah, the one who has given you everything which you see. And of course, their reply was like the reply of the previous nations, that they mocked him and belittled him. And they belittled the message and the severe threat. He said to them, إِنِّي أَخَافُ عَلَيْكُمْ عَذَابَ يَوْمٍ عَظِيمٍ O my people, I fear upon you a severe punishment. They said, قَالُوا أَجِئْتَنَا لِتَأْفِكَنَا عَنْ آلِهَتِنَا Have you come to turn us away from our lords? فَأْتِنَا بِمَا تَعِدُنَا إِن كُنْتَ مِنَ الصَّادِقِينَ If you are truthful, then bring this threat which you are promising us. This punishment which you're telling us about, then bring it to us. So they had the audacity to challenge this prophet of Allah regarding the threat and the punishment of Allah. He said to them, إِنِّي أَخَافُ عَلَيْكُمْ عَذَابَ يَوْمٍ عَظِيمٍ Indeed, I fear upon you the day in which a painful punishment will come upon you. قَالُوا They said, سَوَاءً عَلَيْنَا أَوَعَظْتَ أَمْ لَمْ تَكُنْ مِنَ الْوَاعِذِينَ They said, it's the same for us, whether you warn us or you don't warn us. Despite all of these warnings, then it's the same. You speak or you don't speak, we're not going to listen. You admonish or you don't admonish, nothing is going to affect us. قَالُوا يَا هُود They said, O Hud, مَا جِئْتَنَا بِبَيِّنَا You haven't brought us any evidence. وَمَا نَحْنُ بِتَارِكِ آلِهَتِنَا And we will never leave alone our gods. عَنْ قَوْلِكِ Due to your statement. وَمَا نَحْنُ لَكَ بِمُؤْمِنِينَ And we will never believe in you. And they belittle him, personally they belittle him. قَالُوا They said, لَوْ شَاءَ رَبُّنَا لَأَنزَلَ مَلَائِكَةً If Allah wanted to give us a real messenger, He would send an angel to us. Who are you? You're only a human being. And pay attention to this. Because often when an advisor comes to the people, somebody comes with knowledge, people belittle that person instead of thinking about the message. Who are you? You're not from our community. You're not from our culture. You're older than us. You're younger than us. You don't speak our language and so on and so forth. They said, قَالُوا لَوْ شَاءَ رَبُّنَا لَأَنزَلَ مَلَائِكَ Had Allah wanted, He would have sent down an angel. فَإِنَّا بِمَا أُرْسِلْتُمْ بِهِ كَافِرُونَ So we're going to disbelieve in what you say. And they were more arrogant. فَأَمَّا عَادٍ Allah says, and as for the tribe Ad, فَاسْتَكْبَرُوا فِي الْأَرْضِ They became arrogant upon the earth. بِغَيْرِ الْحَقِّ Without any right. وَقَالُوا مَنْ أَشَدُّ مِنَّا قُوَّةٌ And they said, Who is greater than us in strength? Who upon this earth is greater than us in strength? Allah says, أَوَلَمْ يَرَوْا That do they not think, أَنَّ اللَّهَ الَّذِي خَلَقَهُمْ That Allah, the one who has created them, huwa ashaddu minhum quwwah, He is greater than them in power. وَكَانُوا بِآيَاتِنَا يَجْحَدُونَ And they used to stubbornly reject our ayat. قَالَ الْمَلَأُ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا مِنْ قَوْمِهِ A group from amongst those people who disbelieved in him. They said, إِنَّا لَنَرَاكَ فِي سَفَاهَا Said, O Hud, we consider you to be a fool. You're an idiot. You're only upon foolishness. وَإِنَّا لَنَظُنُّكَ مِنَ الْكَاذِبِينَ And we think that you are from those who lie. And how did Hud alayhi salam reply to them? Did he insult? Did he belittle? Rather, he replied to them with the manners and the etiquettes of prophethood. Calm and confident in the truth which is with him. قَالَ يَا قَوْمِ لَيْسَ بِي سَفَاهَا He said, Oh my people, there is no foolishness in me. وَلَكِنِّي رَسُولٌ مِّن رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ But I am a messenger from the Lord of the worlds. أُبَلِّغُكُمْ رِسَالَاتِ رَبِّي I have only come to convey the message of my Lord. وَأَنَا لَكُمْ نَاسِحٌ عَمِينٌ. And I am a truthful advisor to you. أَوَعَجِبْتُمْ أَنْ جَاءَكُمْ. Is it so strange that there has come to you ذِكْرٌ مِّن رَبِّكُمْ, a reminder from your Lord, عَلَىٰ رَجُلٍ مِّنْكُمْ, in the form of a man? Is it so strange that Allah has chosen me as a human being from amongst you to give a message to you? But they carried on and they disbelieved and they remained stubborn. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He gave them the punishment which He threatened them with. وَأَمَّا عَاد, and as for عَاد, فَأُهْلِكُوا بِرِيحٍ صَرْصَرٍ عَاتِيَةٍ, then they were destroyed with a violent, ferocious wind. I.e. this wind came and it was so violent and ferocious, and some of the mu'arrikhun, some of the historians, they say for 7 days and seven nights. This wind which carried with it sand, it came and it buried them and everything that they built. Those high, lofty palaces, those big buildings which they want to live in there for eternity, they themselves who were strong and high and big, all of them were buried in these 7 days and seven nights because of this strong, ferocious wind. Allah said, فَأَرْسَلْنَا عَلَيْهِمْ رِيحًا صَرْصَرًا. We sent upon them the violent, ferocious wind. فِي أَيَّامٍ نَحِسَاتٍ, in bad days, days which were bad for them. لِنُذِيقَهُمْ عَذَابَ الْخِزْيِ فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا. So we could give them a taste, just a taste, of the disgraceful punishment of the worldly life. وَلَعَذَابُ الْآخِرَةِ أَخْزَى. And the punishment of the hereafter is even more disgraceful. وَهُمْ لَا يُنْصَرُونَ. And nothing will be in aid to them. بسم الله والحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله عباد الله. The main thing from this story is, what do we benefit from this story? How can we apply this story to the time and the place and the situation which we live in? And the first point is that this story isn't far away from our reality. It isn't something which is totally strange to our reality. Because if you look at the society that we live in, even in this modest town, and then compare this to the situation of many of the other lands, then you see that we also live in wealth and strength, and Allah has given us families, children, rivers, gardens, property, strength and safety. And like this, every single story of every other prophet, it isn't something which is strange to our reality. There is a lesson in the life of every prophet to our reality. Therefore, the first lesson is ash-shukr, that we have to show shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that a person always remembers the blessings and the favors of Allah in everything which he sees. His son, his children, his house, his car, his job, the rizq, safety and security, everything, there is a sign of Allah. Even us, do you not see, if you look at the other countries, how many of the towns and the villages are destroyed? How many of the families are killed? People who are ill and don't have children. And yet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He has given us safety and security. He has given us family and children. He has given us provisions and wealth. And yet, Allah says, وَقَلِيلٌ مِّنْ عِبَادِيَ الشَّكُورِ, that only a few of my people show shukr. So these blessings which Allah has given us shouldn't make us arrogant. Rather, they make us humble with the thanks to Allah and at the same time compassionate towards those who haven't been given these blessings. Also, from the benefits of this story is that any blessing which you have has to be ascribed back to Allah. Allah said, وَمَا بِكُم مِّن نِعْمَةٍ فَمِنَ اللَّهِ. Any blessing which you have, it is from Allah. If you are asked, Somebody comes and sees your house, for example. MashaAllah, such a nice house. Where did you get this from? Don't say, I worked for 10 years and I was saving up money. Don't say, I did really well at university and for this reason I got this house. Say, it is the blessing of Allah. First, it is the virtue of Allah. First, it is the blessing of Allah. And then anything else. And this is something that we have to pay attention to. That look, the people Ad, they were destroyed because they did not show shukr. And Hud alayhi salam was sent with the message of At-Tawheed. And this shows there is a relationship between At-Tawheed and Ash-Shukr. And there is a relationship between Kufr, Shirk and Al-Ghafla, being negligent. So much so there is a type of Kufr which is called Kufrun Ni'mah. The disbelief of blessings. Meaning a disbelief in which you do not ascribe the blessing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So if you're only ever looking at yourselves, your ability. I drive this car because of my good job. I've got this job because of my good education, my learning, my revision. Then this could enter a person into kufru ni'mah. Rejecting and disbelieving in the blessings of Allah by not ascribing them to Him. From the benefits of this story is the mercy of Allah upon us. Because the previous nations, Allah used to bring the punishment to them in this world. When they would do sins, and then the messenger would come to them, and they would reject this messenger, Allah would bring them the punishment in this dunya. However, His mercy with this ummah is that He doesn't punish us in totality in this dunya like He did with the prophets who came before. Rather, He has given us a respite to the akhirah. So the punishment which was dunyawi of the previous prophets, for us it has been delayed to the akhirah. There is a respite for the people to think and to seek forgiveness and to repent to Allah. Also from the benefits of this story is that the blessings which you have should make you humble and not arrogant. I.e. every time you drive a better car, you have a higher wage, you have a better house, the more humble you should be. Why? Because this blessing is from Allah. And Allah gives and Allah takes. And just as He has given you in an instance, He can take it away in another instance. In fact, all of these blessings, house, car, property, it is worth nothing. And it isn't the real blessing. The real ni'mah is al-Islam, wal-Iman, wal-Tawheed, wal-Ilm and knowledge. And also from the benefits of this story, and we finish with this, is that when somebody comes to you with knowledge or advice, then don't belittle the person because of who he is. Don't think, who are you to advise me? You're younger than me. Who are you to advise me? You're from a different country. Rather, look at the advice he is giving. So if the advice is truthful, then it is accepted regardless of who it comes from. And if the advice is incorrect, then you advise him and you rectify him. In the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He gives us lessons and admonishments from the animals. How many times does Allah mention the ant or the bee or the camel? And these are animals. So how about another human coming to you with advice? Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. Ashhadu la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. Aqim as-salah.